The proposed settlement would have levied Duke with a $99,000 fine, but had no requirement to remove or clean up coal ash at two sites in the state. This began when environmentalists filed a federal lawsuit in early 2013. They contended Duke was violating state groundwater regulations and the Federal Clean Water Act. Diener stepped in, blocking the federal lawsuit, and started negotiating a settlement with Duke. Critics called it a sweetheart deal, and Diener has been widely criticized for the proposed settlement as well as its relationship with Duke. That relationship is now under investigation by a federal grand jury. Today's decision means the state lawsuit moves forward. The Southern Environmental Law Center is now a co-plaintiff in the case. It wants coal ash moved away from waterways in the state into lined landfills. Duke has 33 unlined coal ash ponds at 14 locations across the state. A stormwater pipe running under one of those broke last month, setting off the third largest spill of its kind in U.S. history. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.